RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this Sunday. We'll hear from Favorite Story this week, a series that debuted in 1946 over NBC stations. It was produced until 1949. Our story today is their adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. This one first aired January 31st, 1948.
Ronald Coleman, inviting you to radio's most dramatic half hour, Favorite Story. July in 1862, the Reverend Charles Dodgson took the afternoon off from lecturing on mathematics at Oxford and went rowing with the small daughters of the dean. On the riverbank, in the shadow of a haystack, all in the golden afternoon, this young man began to spin a story. Prodded by his best listener, a little girl named Alice Liddell, he went on to spin more tales about another Alice, a young lady who fell down a rabbit hole and emerged in a land as magic and wonderful as any child has dreamed. The Reverend Dodgson was afraid the officials at Oxford might raise their eyebrows at a mathematics professor who told stories of rabbits carrying gold watches in their waistcoat pockets. So, for Wonderland purposes, he called himself Lewis Carroll. Yes, Alice in Wonderland is this week's favorite story. It was picked appropriately enough by the man who writes the songs the world sings, Mr. Irving Berlin. So, for all of us who love it as Irving Berlin does, here is the story of the Mad Hatter, the Mock Turtle, the Queen of Hearts, and all the other immortal characters of Alice's Wonderland.
I'm all in front. Where's all around me?
And
the door. I'll just bend down and try. It's a little passage about the size of a rat hole. And at the end... Oh, what a lovely garden. With the brightest flowers and the coolest looking fountain. Oh, I do wish I was small enough to crawl through this little passage and get into that garden. So tiny, I couldn't even get my head through it. Even if my head would go through, it would be a very little use. Oh, I wish I could shut up like a telescope. What? There's a little bottle on the table, which certainly wasn't there before. It has a label tied on it. Drink me. Yes, it's not much poison, so I will taste it. Well, it has a mixed flavor. Cherry tart, roast turkey, and hot butter toast. What a cheery feeling. I must be shutting up like a telescope. Look. Well, I do believe I'm about 10 inches high now. And I can go into that lovely garden. Oh, dear. I forgot the little gold key. And it's way up there on the table. Now, I'm nowhere near tall enough to get it. Oh, whatever shall I do? Look, here's a little piece of cake that they're eating. Look, I'll eat it.
You want to be?
Well, I should like to be a little larger, sir. 3 inches is such a wretched height to be.
Very good height indeed. I am 3 inches.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Young lady, before you go to see Duchess, a piece of advice.
Yes?
He's a chipper. Just walk into that door, and you'll find the Duchess.
Thank you.
Remember, he's a chipper! Quiet! Quiet!
Does it to annoy because he knows it's
why your cat grins like that.
It's a Cheshire cat, and that's why. Pig, goodbye!
Oh, please don't cry, baby. Oh, my goodness. The baby turned into a pig.
I caught it, Mom.
Is that you, Cat?
Oh, yes.
Well, I guess I don't have to mind it anymore now that it's a pig. Shoo, shoo, run along, Piggy. Maybe it's better this way. If it had grown up, it would have made a dreadfully ugly child. But it makes a rather handsome pig, I think. Would you tell me, Kitty, which way I ought to go from here?
That depends a good deal on where you want to get to.
I don't care much where.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter which way you go.
So long as I get somewhere.
Oh, you're sure to do that. If you only walk long enough. Say, why don't you go to the tea party?
Tea party?
Yes, it's in that direction. You'll find a hatter and a mark here. They're both mad.
But I don't want to go amongst mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. We're all mad here. I'm mad, you're mad, everybody's mad.
Oh, Cat, don't fade away like that. Well, I've often seen a cat without a grin, but a grin without a cat. That's the most curious thing I ever saw in all my life. Oh, what a big tea party.
No room! No room!
You're the hatter.
No room, no room.
And you're the March Hare. Where's the little fellow fast asleep?
He's a dormouse. Now go away. There's no room.
But the table's laid for a great many more than three.
Why is a raven like a writing desk?
Oh, good. We'll have some fun now. I'm glad you've begun to ask riddles. I believe I can guess that.
First tell me, what day of the month is it?
The, fourth.
The fourth? My watch is 2 days wrong. March Hare, I told you butter wouldn't suit the works. Yes, but some crumbs must have got in as well. You shouldn't have put it in with the bread knife.
Here, try to put your watch into the tea. Isn't that funny now?
What a funny watch. Tell the day of the month and doesn't tell what o'clock it is.
Why should it? Does your watch tell you what year it is? The dormouse is asleep again. Pour a little hot tea on his nose. Girl, have you guessed the riddle yet?
No, I give up. What's the answer?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Right.
Oh, what a waste of time.
Waste of time? What do you know about time?
I know I have to beat time when I learn music.
Ah, that accounts for it. He won't stand beating. Father Time and I had a quarrel last March. Just before the hare went mad, you know. It was at the great concert given by the Queen of Hearts. And I had to sing... Twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder what you're at. You know the song, perhaps?
I've heard something like it.
It goes on, you know, in this way. Up above the world you fly, like a tea tray in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little... Teach him and make him stop. Better. Well, I'd hardly finished the first verse when the queen bawled out, "He's murdering the time! Off with his head!"
How dreadfully savage!
And ever since that, time won't do a thing I ask. It's always 6 o'clock now.
Is that the reason so many tea things are put out here?
Yes, that's it. It's always tea time. And we've no time to watch the things between whiles.
Then you keep moving around the table, I suppose.
Exactly so. As the things get used up.
What happens when you come to the beginning again?
Suppose we change the subject. Don't ask them to tell the story.
And be quick about it or you'll be asleep before it's done.
Oh, once upon a time there were three little sisters. And their names were Elsie, Lacey, and Tilly. And they lived at the bottom of a well. What did they live on? They lived on molasses. They couldn't have done that. They'd have been ill.
So they went. Thank you. Take some more tea, girl.
I've had nothing yet, so I can't take more.
You mean you can't take less? It's very easy to take more than nothing.
So, these three little sisters, it was ready to dry, you know.
I want a clean cup. Let's all move one place on. Now, continue with the story, Dormouse.
They were ready to dry, and they do all manner of things. Everything that begins with an M. Why with an M?
Why not?
You're really too rude, and I'm
I'm out into the teapot.
Can you go come out and back into the teapot? You're going to get out.
Just step this way, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Alice and all our friends in Wonderland are waiting for us. Hurry now. We don't want to miss a moment of this golden afternoon. All ready? Here's Irving Berlin's favorite story, Alice in Wonderland. Act Two.
Announcing the King and Queen of Hearts and the Royal Croquet Game.
My name is Alice, so please, your majesty.
Oh, for the head.
Oh, no.
Consider, my dear, she's only a child. Can you play croquet, child?
Yes.
Come on, then. Get to your places, everybody.
But everybody this is how strange this croquet game. All the players are aces and twos and sevens. Just like in a pack of cards.
Wow, hello.
Why, the Cheshire Cat.
How are you getting on with your croquet?
The funniest croquet game I've ever seen. Croquet games are live hedgehogs, and the mallets are live flamingos, and the archers are soldiers, and they keep moving around.
Oh, with her head!
Well, you like the queen?
Not at all. She's so extremely...
What was that?
She's so extremely likely to win that... hardly worthwhile finishing the game.
That's better. Who are you talking to, girl?
It's a friend of mine, Your Majesty. A Cheshire Cat.
I don't like the way it's looking at me. Stop it.
A cat may look at a king. I read that in some book.
It must be removed. My dear queen, I wish you'd have this cat removed.
Off with his head.
I'll get the executioner myself.
I'm dreadfully fond of executing people here. I wonder anybody's still alive.
Stop the croquet game. Stop, 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 stop. Child... have you seen the mock turtle yet?
No. I don't even know what a mock turtle is.
Oh, it's the thing mock turtle soup is made from. Now you go right over there, and the griffin will introduce you to the mock turtle, and he will tell you his story.
A griffin? What's that?
Oh, everybody knows that. Half lion, half eagle, a fascinating animal. Oh, up with you, off, or up with your head.
And now, young lady, young lady, young lady.
Yes, Mr. Griffin?
Allow me to introduce you to my friend, the Mock Turtle, the Mock Turtle.
Oh. How sad he looks.
Very, very sad indeed, indeed. Oh, Mock Turtle, this here young lady wants for to know your history. She do, she do, she do, she do, she do.
Very well. Once I was a real turtle, and I went to school in the sea. The master was an old turtle. We used to call him Tortoise.
Why did you call him Tortoise if he wasn't one?
We called him Tortoise because he taught us. Oh, really, you're very dull.
Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on.
Very well. He had the best of education. Reeling and rising, of course. And then the different branches of arithmetic. Ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision. And I never will forget the drawling, Master.
Drawing master?
Yes. He taught us drawing, stretching, and fainting in coils.
What was that like?
I can't show you myself. I'm too stiff.
How many hours a day did you do lessons?
10 hours the first day, 9 the next, 8, 7, and so on.
What a curious plan.
That's the reason they're called lessons, because they lessen from day to day. From day to day, from day to day, they lessen.
Then the 11th day must have been a holiday.
Of course it was.
And how did you manage on the 12th?
That's enough about lessons. Let's have a song.
A song? Oh, yes, a song will be very nice.
Sing her Turtle Soup, will you, old fellow, old fellow?
Not Mock Turtle Soup.
Yes, 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 yes.
Very well. Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in the house.
beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Beautiful, beautiful soup.
Thank you, that was very nice.
The trial is beginning!
Oh, that's very important. Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. Come along to the trial, to the trial, to the trial.
This trial will now come to order. Order. Rabbit, read the accusation.
Yes, Your Majesty.
The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away.
Jury, consider your verdict.
Oh, not yet, Your Majesty. There's a great deal to come before that.
Call the first witness.
The first witness. First witness, the Mad Hatter.
Me?
Take off your hat, Hatter.
It isn't mine.
Stolen.
I keep them to sell. I've got of my own. I'm a hatter.
Give your evidence and don't be nervous or I'll have you executed on the spot.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty, and I hadn't begun my tea. And the twinkling of the tea...
The twinkling of the what?
It began with the tea.
Of course, twinkling begins with tea. Do you take me for a dunce? Go on.
I'm a poor man, and most things twinkled after that. Only the March Hare said...
He denied it. Leave out that part of it.
I'm a poor man, Your Majesty.
You're a very poor speaker. Here we go.
And just take his head out, outside.
Yeah, take his head out. Now, call the next witness.
The next witness. The next witness is Alice.
Here.
What do you know about this business?
Nothing.
Nothing whatever?
Nothing whatever.
That's very important.
Unimportant.
Your Majesty means, of course.
Important, unimportant. What does it matter?
Important, unimportant, important, unimportant.
Oh, I'm getting tall again.
Silence! Quiet. Rule 42. All persons more than a mile high to leave the court.
I'm not a mile high.
You are too.
Nearly 2 miles high.
Well, I shan't go at any rate. Besides, that's not a regular rule. You invented it just now.
It's the oldest rule in the book.
Then it ought to be number one.
Jury, consider your verdict.
No, there's more evidence to come yet, please, Your Majesty. Mm-hmm. This paper has just been picked up.
What's in it?
Well, it seems to be a letter written by the prisoner to
somebody.
It must have been that. Unless it was written to nobody, which isn't usual, you know.
Is it in the prisoner's handwriting?
No, it's not. That's the strangest thing about it.
She must have imitated somebody else's handwriting.
Please, Your Majesty, I didn't write, and I can't prove I did. Look, there's no name signed at the end.
If you didn't sign it, that only makes the matter worse. You must have meant some mischief, or else you'd have signed your name like an honest citizen.
That proves that you're supposed to over the head.
It doesn't prove anything of the sort.
Let the jury consider their verdict.
No. Sentence first, verdict afterwards.
That's a nonsense. The idea of having a sentence.
Oh, God.
I won't.
Over the head.
Who cares for you? You're nothing but a pack of cards. Just a pack of cards, that's all. Just a pack of cards.
And dream hard. And we're always here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we conclude this week's favorite story, The Incredible Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. The young lady who brought Alice to life in our production of Lewis Carroll's masterpiece was Dawn Bender, age 11. Some of America's finest radio actors accompanied her, and Claude Sweeten imagined the Wonderland music. Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee dramatized and directed this, as well as all the other stories on this series. Mr. Irving Berlin chose The Travels of Alice as his own favorite story. Next week, a love story with a dagger in it. A strange tale of romance and poison. It's Rappaccini's Daughter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. The favorite story choice of the screen's favorite bogeyman, Mr. Sidney Greenstreet. We hope you'll be listening.
That's our strange tale for this week. If you want to find more from Favorite Story, just visit the website, search it out. You'll also find our other podcasts linked to right on the front page, alongside links to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Thanks as always to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next week with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.